One of Test cricket's greatest achievements for a bowler is a haul of 5 wickets in a match. In January 2018, at the age of just 20, Lungi Ngidi made his Test debut against India at SuperSport Park in Pretoria. And what a debut it was! During India's second innings, the fast bowler took 6 wickets, conceding a mere 39 runs.
And doesn't time it. It's Ngidi who runs across and takes it. He has the knack of taking wickets. He's struck with the second ball, and it's the Indian captain.
Since South Africa re-entered international cricket after decades of sporting isolation because of apartheid, the country's teams have had mixed results. They've been the highest-ranked Test and One-Day team on many occasions since the early 1990s, but have consistently failed to win a World Cup. But no one can argue that during that time, the Proteas, named after South Africa's national flower, have produced some of the greatest fast bowlers ever. Ngidi, the son of a fuel attendant, is one of them.
We made ends meet where we could. It was simple, but I enjoyed it. Had a loving family. I think I grew up a pretty happy child.
Ngidi's mother worked as a domestic helper for a family in the upmarket suburb of Kloof, near the east coast city of Durban. The family sponsored his tuition at the local primary school. Ngidi did so well academically that nearby Hilton College, one of South Africa's most prestigious schools, approached him to enroll.
I had to adapt to it, but I think that was part of my journey. Fortunate enough to get a scholarship to such a amazing school, and I think I had to use that opportunity. Everything was bigger. Over time you get used to it, and I think finding myself in that environment really helped me mold into the man that I am today.
Ngidi, tall and strong, initially excelled at the rough and tumble game of rugby. He says he dabbled in cricket. This dabbling was enough to attract the attention of Hilton's cricket coach, former Zimbabwe international Neil Johnson. Johnson guided Ngidi into the vicious art of hurling cricket balls at opposing batsmen, trying to smash their wickets and sometimes smashing their bodies. After establishing himself as one of South Africa's most exciting talents on the provincial cricket scene, Ngidi was selected for the national squad just 2 years out of high school.
As a youngster coming into the team, you're obviously a bit nervous, but I think once you start finding your feet, the environment that we have really allows you to be yourself. And, that's who I intended to be, the type of person that I am. If something doesn't sit well with me, I'm going to say something.
In March 2020, in a one-day international against formidable Australia, Ngidi took his first 5-wicket haul in one-day cricket. That same match saw him reach 50 wickets in one-day matches in only 26 games, a national record. Later that year, Ngidi was named South African Cricketer of the Year. He took his first 5-wicket haul in 20-over cricket against England in July last year. Ngidi's also respected for his activism off the field, where he raises his big voice to oppose violence against women and children, which is rampant in South Africa.
We all have loved ones in our lives. There's women and children in my life that I care about, and I really do worry about their safety as well. So it sits close to my heart because it's something that we see on a daily basis as well. It's all over social media. Being a sportsman and the platform that you have, you can really influence change within society. And I think, being able to engage with the youth, empower them and educate them can really go a long way in breaking a cycle that has been now happening for a very long time.
Ngidi says from what he's seen at schools around the country in recent years, including in townships, South Africa's not going to be short of excellent fast bowlers in the future, especially if the youngsters of today apply themselves properly.
focus is important. Education is important. That's one thing that my parents drove home. I could never play cricket unless I got my studies in order. So, yeah, you know, dream big. Because to be honest, I never thought I'd see myself sitting in this position today. But here I am. And I guess the main thing was just I listened to a lot of information that was given to me. Listening is a very important skill in life. And if you can do that, I think you will find a lot of information that will help you achieve what you want to achieve.
For now, Ngidi's focus is on the Proteas' next series of matches against old foe, England. He says he and strike partner Kagiso Rabada have some special plans for the Three Lions. Plans to make sure they're the only two who do the roaring on the field. I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.